Good morning. My guest this morning is Denise Aliyah-Yen. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, glad to have you anytime. So you are, even as we speak, part of the cast. As a matter of fact, the center of the cast of Sixth Street Playhouse's production of My Fair Lady. Wow.
Yep.
Which opened on May the 6th and will play through June the 5th. So how does it feel to play Eliza Doolittle?
It's outstanding. It's really quite an amazing thing for me. I remember seeing the movie with Audrey Hepburn when I was very little, and afterwards, just in childlike play, pretending to be Eliza and not knowing any better at the time, because I was so young, that she wasn't a real person. I thought she was real. I thought she existed out there in the world. Before I knew anything about what acting was or any of that, I would just try and sing her song and talk in that wonderful dialect that I didn't know was a dialect. So it's really come full circle for me to come to this role now.
Have you ever done a similar role to this one?
Yes, I've been quite fortunate to play a couple very iconic roles. I played Dorothy Gale in The Wizard of Oz. I played Annie Oakley in Annie Get Your Gun, and the Debbie Reynolds role, Kathy Seldon in Singing in the Rain. So I've been so very lucky and grateful, especially here in the North Bay Area, to get these great roles.
So are you looking to go on to one of the cabins in the sky, like Los Angeles or New York?
If they'll have me, sure. I'm originally from New York, and I happened to move out here about, 12 years ago. And, I just lucked into the Bay Area's acting scene and saw that there was actually quite a lot of work to be had here, not only on stage, but in commercials and television and even some independent films. So, yeah, there's quite a lot to be had here. But sure, if anybody out there wants to come see me hire me for elsewhere, I'd love to be on Game of Thrones. That's
sure,
fine.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's really surprising to me that how much theater has changed in Sonoma County since a few years back when I was active in theater. Well, I look at a program and we'll see 2, 3, 4 of the people in the program are members of the Performers Union, Actors Equity.
Mm-hmm.
You never saw that back when.
Yeah,
never.
The competition is getting more and more fierce. There's many more theater companies opening, and everybody is vying for the same talent and the same time frames, and it's getting kind of hairy for everybody involved because it's just saturated with theater. But it's wonderful for the community to come out and see us everywhere.
It certainly is, and theaters themselves are now so well done. So much care and attention is given to sets and props and costumes.
Yeah.
They're really complete performances.
Absolutely, particularly with this show, My Fair Lady, and this production, the quality of the costume design is just gorgeous. A lot of detail, a lot of bright colors to see, and even just in a black and white color scheme for the very famous Ascot horse race scene. The hats that the ladies come out in and the dresses, it's just lovely to see. So,
well, I hope that people out there come to see the show and bring their children, because
absolutely,
any one of those children could have the same experience as you. Look at that person up on stage and say, wow, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
How would I go about getting to do that?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be lovely? You know, there's a lot of great youth programs out there. I teach one actually over at Spreckles in Roanoke Park. You know, it's a nice opportunity to bring your kids, bring the family, great family show, memorable, fun songs to enjoy, and come on out and see us and get your kids involved after.
Excellent. Yeah. Denise, thanks very much for coming in. Hope to see you again soon.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Let's tell people that at Sixth Street Playhouse, right now and going through June 5th, you can see My Fair Lady. The telephone number for our tickets and information, 523-4185, online, 63playhouse.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.